So, like I was saying, you're such an inspiration to girls for basically being true to yourself. And you have a new collection that you've designed. So how did you translate that message into your collection?
I just think I design clothes that I would want to wear. I feel like a lot of times when celebrities do collaborations, it's kind of just the company throwing stuff at them and say, put your name on this. And it's not really things that they use. I really want to design things that I wanted to wear. Because the whole basis around the collection was I was frustrated shopping that I couldn't find anything to fit me because I'm such an in-between size. Like, I'm not plus and I'm not straight size.
Yeah.
I'm this weird, like, 8'10", and there's not many designers that cover that area. So I wanted to design clothing that I could wear every day and I could just go to my closet and not even think about it and feel comfortable and just know that because I chose the material and I chose the cut that it's going to fit me.
And how do you find that people are receiving that?
I think there's a lot of girls that are my shape and that are that in-between size that are really liking our collection. We've sold out, like, our last two pieces from our fall are, like, this and this sweater, and that's, like, all we have left of our whole fall collection.
Oh, wow.
And our New Year's Eve dresses just came out, and that's this stuff and all these dresses in the front, and we're almost sold out of them, too.
Okay.
So I think we're doing well, and I think we're reaching a market that a lot of designers ignore because, like, it's a little bit more expensive to carry all those sizes, but it's so much worth it. So much more worth it.
And what is your, like, ultimate vision for this line? Like, do you want to be carried in retail, like, stores across the...
I would hope that retailers would catch on, especially things like Target or Macy's, things that, you know, want to carry a higher quality of clothing, and they say that they cater to those in-betweens, but the stuff that they have for us in-betweeners is, like, not what I would like to wear, you know?
Yeah.
It's not up to date in the fashion world. So we try to keep it really current. We try to be one step ahead of the curve, but also cater to those girls that may not have options.
I love that. Yeah. No, I totally get that. Like, I'm totally in between as well, and it's kind of hard to find.
It's tough.
Yeah, and it's just, like, bigger versions of smaller clothes, and it doesn't always flatter your body.
Yeah, it's not the same. Like,
no.
Something that's cut for a zero is not going to look the same on someone who's a 10.
Exactly.
It's just going to lay differently. And we understand that, like, the stuff is cut so that it looks great on me, and that doesn't mean it's going to look great on everyone, but I feel like there are a lot of girls that have my body type.
And do you have, like, a message that you want to give to girls? Like, what would you say to, like, younger girls that are sort of growing up that are watching these, you know, people that are, like, pressuring themselves to be stick thin to fit into certain things?
I think you should just do whatever makes you the happiest at all times. You should stop worrying about what your friends are doing and what the magazines are telling you to do, and do what you know is right. Like, everyone knows it's not healthy to starve yourself, and it's not healthy to binge eat, and yet we see young girls doing this all the time, and it's just because they're under too much pressure. I would say find someone you can talk to, and then be true to yourself.
And did your family play a role in helping you be, like, confident in your own skin?
Absolutely. I mean, my mom posed for Playboy in a time when it wasn't popular to do so, and she got a lot of scrutiny from it, and people really picked on her because for an actress to pose in Playboy in that time, it was a really negative thing. And now, if you pose for Playboy, it actually helps your career.
Yeah.
So she actually blazed the trail for all these women to be comfortable with their sexuality. But for her, she had to go through all this before cyberbullying, bullying in the media, people saying it to her face, which is even worse. And she kind of just raised me with the idea to always be true to yourself and to not care what other people think, because ultimately, they're not coming home with you at the end of the day. They're not affecting your life. We let them affect such a broad spectrum of our life by, like, one comment on a photo, when you could easily just push, block, delete, and then they're out of your life forever.
That's true. That's great. I love that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.